Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
On a sunny day amid a manicured garden, surrounded by palm trees and a domed Capitol building in the distance, various couples stroll in and out from a converted mansion, many of them carrying yoga mats. At the entrance, another couple now strolls out, the woman holding her very pregnant belly as they stop to chat outside.
You know, this Lamaze class got me concerned. Is there really a chance that you're gonna stop breathing while giving birth? Like, everything is going great, and I'm like, one, two, three, and your face turns blue, and you stop breathing. I'm like, breathe! Breathe!
Alan, it's about us being ready.
It's about us doing this together.
Well, you know, girl, doing this together is what got us here in the first place.
Except your breathing was more like, oh, Alan, oh, it's Alan. Amazing. Oh, Alan, it's so big.
It's so big. Ridiculous.
Oh, I gotta get back to work. It's the last day before maternity leave. I'm gonna miss work.
Yeah, I wish I could say the same. Linda's on a warpath. Oh. Apparently, Doug pitched a new holiday e-card, and it didn't go so well.
Babe, who's gonna send an e-card for someone graduating from rehab for the second time?
It was a lot better than Happy Halloween, you know, for women that wear slutty costumes. Or what about White Kwanzaa, which makes absolutely no sense at all?
Yeah, and don't forget to tell Linda you're taking paternity leave.
I know. Listen, nothing's more important to me than my family. Not even a partnership at the company I've been busting my ass for all these years. You think maybe I should just slip my way to the top?
She nods, heading off.
Okay, babe. I'll see you later.
You don't think Linda wanted it? You see the way Linda looks at your boy?
I'm not interested in that conversation.
Don't be jealous. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Now in a swank office, a woman pours two drinks.
Linda, I want to apologize for the pitch. You know, I've been delegating more to the team, and I want...
She hands him one.
You know, because the baby's due soon.
I know you got a lot on your plate, Alan. I won't pretend to understand. I never wanted babies. Ugh.
You know, I don't usually drink at work.
Linda rolls her eyes, downing hers.
Oh, damn.
She now takes his glass back.
Alan, there was a time when you took charge. You were aggressive, you dressed the part, you were becoming the face of this company, literally.
A magazine cover.
Now, everything's about the baby. Me and my wife, the baby's breed.
Linda, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I'm going to be taking some time off.
What?
Just a month or so. It's like paternity leave.
Paternity leave? You're in line for a partnership. Do you really think, Alan, this is the right time to vacay?
It's not a vacay. I just want to be there for my family. And you know what? That partnership, I earned it.
He gets up as she broods.
No, I have a baby appointment, and I promised Maria I'd be there.
Alan frowns sheepishly, making his way out.
Fine. Go to your little appointment with your son, Grammy Jill.
He rolls his eyes at her as he leaves. Now, a bird's eye view of a big city. Then in a hospital, a doctor examines Marie's sonogram.
Everything looks great. Right where you'd expect to be at 35 weeks.
Thank you. Lights, please.
Now, because of your advanced maternal age.
I'm only 35.
And 35 is really 15 in black people age.
Mm-hmm.
You know that black don't crack. Unless
you smoke it.
Okay. Sure, but 35 is still considered an elevated risk pregnancy. No preeclampsia in your family?
No.
No food allergies?
No.
No history of cancer?
No, she has A-plus genes. You know her daddy's a federal judge? She graduated top of her class at Columbia Law, and she's the first female partner in her firm. Hey, Doc, I trapped her.
one more thing. Alan, we don't have your family history.
Oh, well, there's a perfectly good explanation for that. I don't have one.
The doctor frowns.
See, I was put up for adoption. I was raised in foster homes. I moved around a lot. I never really met my birth mother. Hence, no family medical history.
But he checked out great after his last physical.
That's right. You were looking at one perfect human specimen. Now, what more could you ask for?
He flexes.
Girl! Look at that. Little baby gonna come out bald.
Later, they drive up a tree-lined road in a luxury SUV, pulling into the driveway outside an elegant home, then at night in their bedroom.
Why can't they just put it in the chart? Don't know family medical history.
She has to ask. She's not judging you, baby.
So what if I don't know if my family has high blood pressure or diabetes or the gene that gives you the little webby thing between your toes that makes it impossible to wear flip-flops? Listen, black people don't even wear flip-flops.
You're right, baby, we don't.
Makes our heel hard and our baby toe ashy. You know, I've tried every DNA website there is. I mean, all I found out was I may be related to Cleopatra, and I'm 1/23rd Irish.
Alan, my father's a federal circuit judge. I've told you this a million times. He'd be happy to help you find your family.
No, no, Marie. That man don't like me. He stopped liking you after you started liking me. Mm. I don't want to owe that man anything.
Look, Alan, if this is as important to you as you say it is, now is the perfect time to ask.
In the daytime, they pull up outside a stately mansion.
Who has a Sunday brunch on a Saturday? Not even white folks do that.
My mom insisted.
Oh, I love your mommy. Only thing I don't like about your mommy is your daddy.
They now stroll inside hand in hand. Alan and Marie jump back, startled.
Mommy!
My little poop
dog! Oh, never surprise a pregnant lady. Don't y'all know that?
My water almost broke.
Marie, the whole family is here for you.
Really?
Your sisters, every aunt, uncle, cousin.
Cousins, cousins, cousins. This is like a Tyler Perry movie in here.
Later, Alan mingles with another man.
So, Doug, your date, she seems really,
They watch her from afar.
Outgoing.
Oh, yeah. She's a Russian aerial dancer.
Okay.
You know, like with ribbons.
Yeah.
That or she's a spy. Or maybe she's just a thief. I'm not sure. But I'm keeping my sensitive documents in a safe just in case.
Smart man.
Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, such a great shower. And these mommy mimosas are on fleek.
We don't say that.
You're off the chain.
That's old.
They're the bomb.
Stop.
He peers at his date.
Shit. She's stealing.
What?
Excuse me.
Doug hurries off.
So, Dad's at the grill. So now's the perfect chance to talk to him.
He frowns on Shirley, then joins her dad as he flips a slab of meat.
Dad, I was...
He glowers at Alan.
Sorry, Judge. Sir. I got something I want to talk to you about. You know, I wasn't exactly in favor of you marrying my daughter.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned that during the wedding.
When the preacher said... Speak now or forever hold your peace. You didn't hold your peace. Alan, I'm trying to make sure that you understand that you're about to become the father of my grandchild.
I know this. And that sir, I leased a brand new SUV. It's red, so everybody knows it's coming. Got the little baby on board sticker in the back. And I'm almost finished with nursery. I got a few finishing touches to put on.
Damn it. That's not what I'm talking about.
He sets his grilling tools aside.
Son.
He grabs Alan by the shoulders.
I want to share something with you. Family is everything. You don't have a family. Now, Marie brings generations of success to the table. What exactly are you bringing?
Alan stammers.
I can throw with both arms. You can throw with both arms. Mm-hmm.
Marie's dad frowns speechlessly.
Listen, sir. I want to find my birth family, but see, I need a court order to unseal my adoption records.
Well, just so I'm clear, mm-hmm. You're asking me for a favor?
Not a favor, like a favor's a big word, like adjusted, a solid.
No, I want to hear favor. Solid doesn't work here.
Can we not say favor so hard?
Judge, could you do me a favor? Can you say something like that?
Can you do me a...
He grills again, waiting expectantly.
Can you do me a favor?
There you go.
He smiles.
There you go. That wasn't that hard, was it? It was actually easier than I thought it was going to be. You're not much of a fighter, are you, son?
Back at home, Marie opens her gifts, unwrapping a onesie.
What is this?
Daddy's little star.
Oh, how cute is this? Alan, look.
He points distractedly.
You know, I've been trying to get that information for years, and your father... got it in less than an hour.
She shakes her head and gets up, waddling with her pregnant belly over to the side table to retrieve the sealed envelope. Then brings it back, thrusting it into Alan's hands.
Open it.
Marie, now once I open this, you know there's no going back.
Open the damn thing.
He reluctantly takes it and stands up, staring at the envelope in his hands.
Marie, my whole life I always wondered what my birth family was like. What they come from? Were they poor and they worked hard and then they started a successful dry cleaning company and then they got rich and they moved across town to the east side and then they bought a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Alan, That's the Jeffersons.
I know, but a boy could dream.
Just open the daggone thing.
Okay, don't yell at me.
Boyd in it.
He unseals the documents.
Baby, this is just stuff. I can't make nothing of this.
Okay, all right. Records of transfer. Oh my gosh, Ellen, it's your birth certificate. Look.
He takes it from her.
It's my birth certificate. This is me.
Yep. All 5 pounds and 6 ounces of you.
Hey, that's a healthy baby.
That's a good baby.
Yeah.
A
little slim.
Oh, no father on record. Oh, Ellen, look. Your birth mother's name is right here. Lynette Spellman.
They share a smile.
Lynette? You know any Lynette?
I know.
I know a Lynette, my barber, the one that cuts my hair.
Uh-huh.
She's a Lynette.
Shut up.
Yeah, I mean, she faded a little high, but I think she was a little high when she faded it.
She did good.
Maybe my mom owns a salon. Maybe she invented the weave, and you're wearing her weave right now, and that's why I was attracted to you, because you remind me of the weave that my mama created. Oh, my God, maybe my mother's a millionaire.
Well, maybe you could ask her yourself. Her address is right here. Look at this.
He stares weepy-eyed at the certificate. Then back at Marie.
You got a mommy.
You got a mama, baby.
She hugs him.
You got a mama.
Baby.
You got a mama.
Baby.
He bends down.
Hey.
Talking to her belly.
You got a grandma.
You got a grandma.
Later in their driveway.
But what if she doesn't want to meet me?
How can she not want to meet you? Now, listen. You better hurry up or you'll miss your chance. Because in a couple of weeks, you're going to have to focus on the family you have right here.
She opens his door for him.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
He gets in.
Don't worry. I'll be back.
Okay.
Probably in a helicopter, because, you know, my mama is booming.
Now when the sun come up,
love you.
I'll be ready to say what up in the morning.
Bye, baby. Brush my teeth, another baby.
Marie laughs, watching as Alan drives off with his baby on board sticker. Later, Alan heads out of the city along the highway, rocking to the beat of his stereo as he smiles out at the sights, including a happy family out for a stroll and a father and son playing catch at a family picnic in the park. He now drives past a minivan, sharing a wave with a little girl in a back seat who suddenly sticks out her tongue and flips him the bird with both hands. Later, he drives over a Trestle River Bridge and enters a small rural town, talking to himself as he passes a Welcome to Branford sign.
Who do I call her? Hey! Mom! I forgive you, Mom. Yeah, I'm not even no good at that you wasn't around for the last 38 years, you freaking bitch. I'm sorry. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be good.
He nods reassuringly to himself as he pulls over to the curb, then climbs out of his car and stares across the street at an old white farmhouse-style home, taking a deep breath. He looks around, then shrugs, and hurries across the street, running up the steps onto the front porch. He now holds out his finger, hesitantly pressing the doorbell. Alan frowns, listening intently as he stares at the front door, then slumps his shoulders disappointedly, turning to head off as someone shouts out at him through the door of your window.
Just leave the mail on the porch! Oh, hey!
Alan turns back.
You're not a usual mailman.
No, I'm not with the Postal Service.
Sir, I am anxiously awaiting an episode of Mork and Mindy. So you leave me no choice to be somewhat rude and say, please, go away!
Who watches Mork and Mindy still?
Alan quickly knocks on the door again.
Sir, does Lynette Spellman live here?
No, and I'll say it in Spanish. Hell no.
Alan frowns, glancing over at the mailbox.
Then why is L. Spellman on the mailbox?
The man peers out again.
Very well. But she's not here.
Really? Damn it.
What do you want?
He hesitates nervously.
My name is Alan, and Lynette Spellman is my mother.
Lynette Spellman only has one son, and his name is Russell.
Right. I have proof.
He takes out his birth certificate and unfolds it, holding it up to the viewer as Russell eyes it suspiciously.
What in the quantum leap?
Russell slams the door shut again, then slowly opens the door and pokes his head out, joining Alan, who stares aghast at an identical version of himself, only extremely rotund and dressed in a velvet tracksuit. He grabs the certificate from Alan.
This can't be. I'm her son. This is a mistake.
But you're her son? I'm her son. That means we're brothers. You're my brother, Russell.
No, right there. You see that? See that? See that misprint? See that date there? That's my birthday. And see, that would only...
Yeah, but that's my birthday.
Yeah, but that would only make sense if, in fact, you and I were...
Their jaws drop, staring at each other.
Twins?
They both frown as Alan shakes his head.
We're twins?
Russell! We're twins!
He squeezes him tight.
This is awkward. I never had a man hug me before. If you don't release me and be forced to use my warning whistle mother gave me. Okay, I warned you. Stranger danger! Stranger danger!
Alan backs off, peering around.
Can we go inside?
Later.
Don't touch anything with your measly hands. Everything here is very valuable. These are antiques, especially the TV guides. Those are going to be worth billions one day.
Well, here's some more news. You're about to be an uncle.
Uncle Russell. That's a terrible name.
Has a little ring to it.
Sounds like a cheesy morning disc jockey.
This is the family home, huh?
Yeah. Jealous.
I still can't believe that I'm standing here with my very own twin.
Me neither. I mean, look at us. We look exactly alike.
Yeah, we look almost exactly nothing alike.
No, we look exactly alike. It's like I'm looking at myself in a mirror. It's uncanny. Same face, same hairline. Well, I'm a lot more handsome. That's why I got the beauty marks. You don't.
Alan frowns, looking around.
So, Russell, I take it you still live here.
That's a rather obvious observation. Why else would I have my very own cereal bowl with my name written on it? See?
Yeah.
So good. I love cereal, just me.
Well, that's something me and you have in common. I like cereal, too. I'm more of a Wheat Chex guy myself.
Wheat Chex? Blah. I'm sorry, Alan. I like my cereals to be edible, preferably with the fruit-forward complexities of the captain's crunch berries. Mmm.
So when do I see her?
Who?
Mom. I mean, Lynette. When does she get back?
That's rather hard to say.
Oh, I got so much stuff to ask her. I mean, so many things I want to tell her, like I'm married, she's going to be a grandma.
She's dead.
You said what?
Yeah, you know, I regret to inform you. Lynette Spellman has passed on.
How?
Car accident.
Russell paces the room.
I told her she should check her brakes. So she got up under that 1986 Honda Civic SC. It was blue. Periwinkle, to be exact. She was just that type of gal. Real hands-on and cheap as the day is long. Obviously, I couldn't do it for her.
He stares off.
Because of your size?
Because I know nothing about fancy, expensive foreign cars like Hondas.
I said, so she was crushed?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is just so devastating.
Whoa, come on.
I'm sorry.
That's my seat. Sorry, I spent a lot of time making this leather conform to only my buttocks.
He settles back into his recliner.
Can't believe I finally find her, and now it's too late.
Maybe you should just go home and mourn.
He waves Alan aside.
Yeah, excuse me. My television show is on. Thank you.
Do you have any pictures?
Russell gets back up.
I hate having a brother already.
He storms out, grabbing a cereal box as Alan follows.
Don't touch my cereal.
They look at a photo.
I lived my entire life with that woman. And although Bucktooth, she was a saint.
And what about Dad?
Deserted her the instant she got pregnant, but she carried on.
Seems like an amazing woman.
Indeed.
A candy bowl.
Sour bowl?
Sure.
Alan takes one.
She never said anything about why she gave me up?
Never mentioned you. Not a word. Not a peep.
They both pucker, sucking on the candy.
Don't you coward.
Alan bites his.
Ow! Whoa! Seriously? Did you just bite into a sour ball? No wonder why mother chose me.
Okay, fine. Can you just please give me a paper towel for my busted tooth?
Russell heads off.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mom loves sour balls. She said Dad had sour balls, and that was her attraction to him. Hey, Alan, whatever you do, don't go sleep with your mom's drawer. She got all kind of weird massagers and stuff in there.
As Alan looks at his dislodged tooth in a sour ball, he accidentally drops it, watching helplessly as it rolls into a floor vent, then quickly drops to his knees and lifts up the vent, peering into the dark shaft as he notices something. He now reaches down deep inside and pulls out a metal case, blowing the dust off of it. He lays the shoebox-sized case onto the floor and slowly lifts the lid, finding some folded pages inside as he carefully takes them out and starts flipping through them.
Family medical records.
He sets the documents aside, looking into the case again. He now pulls out an old newspaper clipping, which shows a photo of six babies with the headline, "Local woman gives birth to sextuplets."
Again, not to push you, but to nudge you really hard. Mork is about to talk to Orson and... what's that? Did you know about this?
He shows him the news clipping.
She had six babies at the same time.
Russell frowns, wide-eyed.
There was more of you? Russell, there's more of us. Wait, so triplets is three, then... Russell, we're sextuplets. Holy fudge.
He drops the cereal bowl, sending it spilling and shattering on the floor. Then later, Alan video chats with Marie in his motel room.
I'm really sorry about your birth, Mom.
That's okay, baby. At least I still got Dawn, Ethan, Jasper, Russell, and Baby Pete. And yes, Baby Pete is his legal name.
That's more ghetto than your uncle, Lil Stank Stank.
Yeah, so far, I found a place of business on Ethan and nothing on Jasper. That man's a ghost.
What about Dawn?
I got a number. I called it.
So what happened?
Some dude picked up.
Gave me a weird address in Alabama. Said I should bring cigarettes.
But be careful.
You don't know these people.
Maybe one of them changed their name to Idris Elba. You know, we do have strikingly similar bone structure.
But Idris has all of his teeth.
And maybe I get a gold cap.
No.
Alan, please, you can't meet your family like that.
Girl, that's why I got this. Boom! Super glue.
Oh, my God. Alan, don't use that. Go see a dentist.
Baby, I'm going to call you back.
Alan!
He tucks his phone away into his pocket and nervously tiptoes to the closed bathroom, jumping back as he hears the water. He quickly grabs a padded clothes hanger from the closet, wielding it like an axe. He jumps back again, shivering in fear as the door opens.
Russell! Hey, Alan. How'd you get in my room? I just told the hotel manager we were brothers. Of course, he believed me because we're twinsies.
He wears a bathrobe.
What are you even doing here? Good news. I decided to join you on an excursion to find our siblings. I wasn't really expecting any company. Sorry. Alan, my mother just died. This trip may be the only thing to help me recover from the greatest tragedy of my young life. Please? I put cereal.
Alan shakes his head, shrugging.
Fine. Let's do it.
Really?
Tomorrow, we head out on a road trip.
Okay.
Give us some time to really, you know, bro down.
Bro down? Did you try and turn a noun into a verb?
Yeah, I guess.
That's grammatically incorrect.
As Alan turns to check his phone, Russell peels off his robe, climbing into the bed.
Good night, Alan. Want to cuddle?
Alan peers under the sheets.
Hey, man, you naked! The hell?
Of course. I sleep in the nude. I'm very comfortable with my body. The buck is beautiful. Besides, it really helps with night sweats. You don't want me to have night sweats. I have this mattress floating around like an old raft after a hurricane. Usually there's a dog on top. It's all wet and dirty.
Boy, if you don't put some damn clothes on!
Fine. Obviously, somebody's insecure about their manhood. Lucky I bought my PJs, Alan.
He shuffles back out.
Oh, wow!
On his phone.
Russell, did you know Alabama has nearly 600 miles of coastline? I bet you Dawn has a big house on the beach.
This may not be obvious, Alan, but this is my first sleepover.
No.
Seriously.
Come on. I guess we could share the bed now that you got some drawers on. Come on.
Ooh-wee! Yeah, I got my underwears.
He jumps on the bed.
Go, Alan! What are you doing?
We never got to do this as kids. Come on.
Fine, but just for a little while. Then we gotta go to bed.
Come on. I think I can buy you.
Alan jumps with him.
Look at this. I'm running in the air. Hey! This is kind of fun. I thought.
The bed collapses.
Uh-oh. Thank God Mom's dead. We surely would have got a spanking for that one.
Now, I know your big behind.
Pillow fight! You want a pillow fight, okay?
They trade blows as Russell ducks.
Okay, now you're good.
He hits Alan back.
You got some power on you, huh, big boy?
They swing harder.
Get that!
Alan winds up.
Now that's how you pillow fight!
Russell slowly turns his head back.
That was really nice of you, Alan.
You know, maybe we shouldn't pillow fight, Russell. It's still dangerous. It's
fighting!
Russell now winds up and hits Alan, sending him flying into the wall.
You know what? Sleepovers are a lot of fun. I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow night.
Now in the daytime, they drive along the highway.
So long, Branford. River dirty, Branford. And they thought I'd never leave. I proved them wrong. Oh, the naysayer.
He snacks on cereal.
Teachers, my doctor, the butcher, the baker, the sixth grade crossing guard, the sheriff, the deputy, Mom's OBGYN.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, pretty much everybody.
So, tell me something about yourself.
For what possible purpose? What are you, the IRS?
How about this? What's your earliest memory of Mom?
She forced me to eat avocado, the hussy.
Okay.
Disgusting as you might imagine. Tastes like soft-boiled silly putty.
That's something we have in common. I hate avocados, too.
Great.
You like TV shows? How about we sing our favorite TV show theme song?
Ooh, how about we don't?
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you? May not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. And along comes two. They got nothing but genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes through the world.
That was a big fan of different strokes.
Oh, I got one.
Russell frowns, dozing off.
What, man? Come on, that's the MASH theme song.
Makes me sleepy. All right,
I just thought it'd be good. There's a theme song. Yeah, I got some good commercial jingle.
He glances over to find Russell leaning out the window, sleeping with his drooling lips flapping in the wind. Later at night, Russell now sleeps in his reclined seat as Alan drives, struggling to keep his eyes open.
Russell, Hey. I need you to drive. I'm getting tired.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What? Why not?
Because I have no interest in assuming legal responsibility for someone else's vehicle.
Seriously?
Also, I don't know how to drive.
You don't know how to drive? Get out of here.
Truth be told, I've always wanted to learn so I could one day speed stylishing down the road in a gold 76 Pontiac Firebird Esprit, the same vehicle owned by James Scott.
Rockford? In the Rockford Files, man, that was my show.
Oh, I love the Rockford Files.
Yeah, that car was sick.
The best. You know, I own a copy of the original operator's manual for the car.
Really?
I've read it a dozen times or something.
All right. Well, Russell, I'm going to pull over right here because I'm tired.
He turns, driving over a cattle grate.
Get some Z's.
Strange. I don't see no hotel around here, Alan.
Because there isn't one, Russell. Tomorrow, I'm gonna give you your first driving lesson. How's that?
You're positive this is safe?
Yeah, it's safe. Listen, we're family. You got my back, and I got yours, right?
I don't know, Alan. You're not exactly the family I wanted.
Yeah, well, I'm all the family you got.
You sound like the ending of a cheesy sitcom.
Oh, God, do you ever stop talking?
Sometimes.
Go to bed.
I've had some warm milk.
Start counting cereal boxes.
That's a good idea.
They recline in their seats.
One Lucky Charm. Two Captain Crunch. Three Fruit Loops.
In the morning, Alan slowly awakes and opens his eyes, noticing the empty passenger seat.
Now, Russell, what time is it?
He glances into the back.
Russell?
He rubs his sleepy eyes. then opens the door and climbs out, strolling out into the wide open farm pasture as he looks around searchingly.
Russell!
He throws up his hands, then smiles as he spots Russell running towards him from over the crest. He frantically zips his fly.
Russell! What are you doing?
Alan frowns as Russell sprints right past him to the car.
Why are you running like we run from what's happening?
We should go now.
Where are we going? What are you running from?
I think I'm ready for that driver's lesson now.
He climbs in behind the wheel as Alan heads back. A giant dung pile.
Oh, no! My brand new Stan Smith!
You should get in the car.
He said what?
He makes horns.
Ooh. What?
Some bull?
He turns to see a big black bull.
Shit.
As the bull paws the ground, Alan notices his bright red jacket and car. The bull now charges.
Now, round, cow, bull!
He sprints to the car.
Open the door! Russell, open the door! Pop the handle!
Alan glances back again.
I am bewildered by this vehicle's technology.
Open the door! Russell!
Alan dives away as the bull rams the car.
Put in!
As Russell talks to the bull through the window, Alan quickly hides behind the car.
Stop it!
The bull lets up, galloping towards Alan.
You need to kill Alan.
Alan scurries around to the passenger side window.
If you don't pop the goddamn lock,
I don't see a key.
Alan frantically digs his keys out, pushing the fob.
I think your car is possessed.
As the bull charges again, Alan opens the door, diving in at the last second.
What do we do now?
Press the brake.
Okay, brake, pedal.
He steps on the brake.
Okay, now what?
Let it drive.
Let it drive. Okay,
press the gas. Lightly.
Okay. Lightly.
He stomps on the gas, sending the car zooming off through the pasture as the bull chases close behind.
Why did you do the piss on the bull?
I was just trying to get some milk for my cereal, and I pulled its teeth.
Alan frowns incredulously as Russell steers, swerving and bouncing over the field.
Watch.
As they speed towards a tractor, Alan desperately grabs the wheel, steering them straight into a barn as they burst through the other side. They now fly through the air in slow motion, screaming amid a hailstorm of cereal.
Say you, say me, say for always, that's the way it should be.
Russell sticks out his tongue to catch one of the colorful cereal bits.
Say you, say me, say it together.
The image reverts to a regular time as a car lands back on the ground, bouncing several times before skidding to a stop.
Wow.
Russell glances over at Alan's shocked face.
So it's a good lesson. You want to do it again?
Now their dented, bashed car drives along the highway again, passing a Welcome to Alabama sign. Then later, Alan stands in front of the car with a frown and shrugs as Russell gets out and stares up with him.
I think this is a different big house than the one you imagined. Are you certain this is the correct address?
They both stare up at a large drab prison surrounded by barbed wire fence. Now inside, Alan waits nervously at a table in the busy visiting room, putting his hands up innocently as a stern guard paces past. Then he watches as a young prisoner is escorted in through the gate in her orange jumpsuit. Alan smiles eagerly, getting up to greet her, then frowns as she heads over to a different table and another prisoner saunters in, a wide-hipped and full buxom version of himself.
Just because you got a badge and a gun don't make you no better than me. Ooh, that's your mama? You better put some money on my books. I'm going to whoop your daughter ass.
Don?
Hold that black bitch. You're going to get your ass kicked.
Don, let these people enjoy their family.
So, anyway.
She sits across from him.
This better be good because you're cutting into my yard time. The guard over there say you my brother. Is that for real, for real?
Russell glances over from the vending machines.
Well, yeah, I mean, I got the birth certificate.
She takes it, refusing to shake his hand.
I'm Alan.
No, I don't know you.
Okay, nice to meet you. That's your other brother, Russell. Hi.
Oh, hell to the no. Mm-mm. He must have came from the defected testicles. That's not my brother. Now, you and I, we do look alike. Like, I see the resemblance. Like, this is uncanny.
I don't see the resemblance at all.
This is like looking in a mirror, but more like a funhouse mirror, because, you know, I'm voluptuous and beautiful, and you scrawny, but you buff. So you like a crackhead that put down the crack pipe and picked up a weight. Oh, okay.
Meanwhile, Russell peruses the vending options and punches in his choice, eagerly waiting for a mini cereal box to dispense as the machine gets stuck. Gotcha. He bangs the glass.
Come on.
Where my smokes?
Alan frowns and shrugs.
I didn't bring any smokes.
Oh, hell no! I know you did not show up to a prison without no damn smokes. Oh, that's like going to the boom boom room and not bringing singles. Ain't nobody gonna rub on your little clink clock for free.
Russell slips a carton out from his pants, winking at her.
My dude.
Russell, the guards did a full pat down. How the hell you get that in here?
Well, in the World War II prison comedy, Hogan's Heroes, Colonel Hogan once duped the buffoonish Sergeant Schultz by hiding a monkey wrench way deep in his anus.
You know what?
Way up there by undigested food.
Oh!
I get the point. Thank you.
Be quiet, damn! Oh, you lucky you didn't grow up with me. I swear I would have beat you with it. You smell that? That's a high wipe. He stink.
So, dog, boom boom room. So you're a stripper?
What the hell? A stripper and exotic dancer different. So get your life right, boo.
My bad.
An exotic dancer incorporates years of hard dance training into her whole routine. Yeah. She take all her years of what she learned on the horizontal pole, and she just bring it to the vertical pole and add a little bit of this.
Gyrating.
And add a little bit of this.
Please don't do
you
that.
You see this? Here, here, here. Shit, shit, shit. Blah, blah. Plie, relevé, ass on face. Plie, relevé, ass on face. Plie, relevé, ass on face. Sachet, ass on face.
Oh.
See, that's how it get down. So you go get your education right, boo-boo.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Russell now slumps onto the floor as he slips his arm into the vending slot and wiggles his fingers, trying to dislodge the cereal box.
Here's some good news. You're gonna be an auntie.
Yes. My wife is pregnant, and she's going to be giving birth in a couple of weeks.
Are you serious? That just warmed my heart.
Is it yours?
What? Yeah, it's mine.
Mm. Sound a little suspect to me.
These hoes be out here. Okay.
Russell now lies on his back as he reaches closer. He grabs the box. He now squirms on the floor, trying desperately to get his arm unstuck.
You know, this just makes me think about my babies, you know?
Oh, really? You have children?
Mm-hmm. And I think about them, there ain't nothing I wouldn't do for my kids. I would commit murder. Violent murder. I'd shank somebody so...
Alan cowers.
So murder.
I love you. No,
nothing says I love you like a little old-fashioned murder, right? And you know what? You family. So I would do the same for you.
And I feel the same way about you, minus the murder.
Russell keeps struggling, unable to budge free. He pauses, pretending to sleep on the floor as he waits for the guard to pass, then tries again.
You know, there is something that maybe you could... You know what? No,
Dawn, stop.
You sure?
Russell spits on his arm. Now he licks it, trying to lubricate it as he struggles to pull it free again.
I just need a little help with, like, a little bit of bail money.
Oh. Well, how much help do you need?
Just crumbs. Come here.
Dawn leans closer to Alan.
$10,000. Oh, goddamn. Oh, you gonna help me? Oh, my goodness. You
contraband.
Contraband?
The smokes.
He got contraband. Hold on.
Dawn points at Alan as the guards apprehend them both and escort them into the prison. Meanwhile, Russell finally pulls his arm free, quickly slipping the cereal box down his pants as he tucks it up into his backside.
Shame about that contraband, huh?
Later, Alan talks to Marie on his phone.
$10,000? Alan, are you nuts? You don't even know her.
She's my sister, you know? Family.
Who was in jail for assault?
Allegedly. And Dawn says it was a mishappenstance. I don't think that's a word.
It was just an aggressive lap dance.
Fine.
Before I hit the road, did you find out anything on Jasper?
Oh, you know what? I actually did.
Her notebook.
Let me see. He went to Oxford.
Then MIT, and then he went dark.
I left a couple messages for a law school friend at the Pentagon. I'll try the State Department next.
Well, you're doing a whole lot better than I did. I got nothing on baby Pete, and still no response from Ethan.
I gave him all my info. Nothing, just crickets.
You know, this is harder than I thought it was gonna be.
Alan, I know you're trying to find your family, but I thought you'd be home by now. I mean, what if the baby comes early?
I'll be there, okay?
Nothing will stop me from being there. Nothing.
And just a reminder,
the breastfeeding class is tomorrow, and it's the last one before the baby comes.
Then I'll just drop Dawn off, and I'll head home. Okay?
The prison gate now opens as Dawn saunters out.
I am free! Bye, bitches! Oh, I'm so glad I got bailed out. I was about to El Chapo this bitch. Oh,
what in the Real Housewives of Atlanta is this?
Alan!
She bounds towards him.
Thank you, brother!
Wait, Dawn, wait, hold, Dawn!
She gives him a leaping hug, tackling him to the ground. Back in the big city, another Alan lookalike with a pencil mustache struts along a sidewalk in pointed green loafers, a silk suit, and durag, then stops in front of an office building, staring at the nameplate for TikTok Media as he takes out a torn note with the name and address for Alan Daniels scribbled onto it. He flicks the note with a smile, revealing his gold tooth as he licks his lips and heads in.
Oh, goddamn! Yeah.
He twirls gawking at a businesswoman as he enters through the revolving door, then marches into Alan's office and closes the door, pocketing some cash as he scrounges through the desk drawers. He quickly slips out his switchblade as Doug strolls in.
Close the door. It's closed. I thought you weren't coming until tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm here now, ain't
it? What's going on with that jacket, man? I stopped counting the buttons after 6.
7.
Okay.
It's that Steve Harbin season 7, you like?
Yeah, that Family Feud shit.
Yeah, that's for retired basketball players and deacons.
Mm-hmm. And the hair extension.
Yeah. Hey, look here, it's called a whoop.
A whoop?
Yeah, a conk. All right. A dip, a perm, you know what I'm saying?
I like it. I like the whole new thing, man. It's a whole new look. You look like Carmelo Anthony fucked Rick James.
Hey, not everybody can wear lime green, you know? Don't be jealous.
Listen. I'm glad you're here because I am having a hard time cracking the Mother's Day pitch, and I'm desperate.
Your Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one for you. Check it. All right, here you go. All right. Most kids get hugs and kisses from their mama, and those memories last. But I don't have those memories, mama, because you left me in the trash. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Dot, dot, dot.
Doug frowns ponderously.
I mean, I like the rhyming scheme, but I don't know. There's something.
You know what? Look here. You're talking lies. Let's cut to the bullshit.
Okay.
Where the money at, huh?
What money?
Don't hold that on me. I slap your white face, and I leave a handprint so big you look like the Canadian flag.
I do direct deposit. You know that.
You smell like money, huh? Well, you got Republican money, huh?
Hey. You know I'm a Bernie bro. You know that.
Ooh. Stay still.
He sniffs Doug's neck.
Ooh. You shop at Whole Foods. You smell like the green bin at Sprouts. Where the money at? Who got the checks?
He now squeezes his throat.
Who got the money?
Relax, Alan.
Who got the checks?
Talk to Linda.
Who the hell's Linda, huh?
Our boss.
We work for a bitch?
We work for Linda. She's nice.
She's a nice bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, they've been not changed.
He shoves Doug aside, heading back out.
It's good to see you, man.
He now marches into the middle of the bustling office, holding up his switchblade.
Where the hell is Linda's office, huh?
The workers instantly turn and look, pointing down the hall.
Thank you.
He adjusts his tie.
Get back to work.
He struts off into her office.
Say, get back to work!
Hey, Linda. I need to holler at you about some business. Right now. Agora. Pronto.
Excuse me?
Look here. I want...
Tapping his ring on her desk.
What's mine?
You what?
Did I stutter?
She grabs her drink, strutting out from behind her desk.
Well, Alan. I have to admit, I was worried you didn't get the message.
But I'm happy to see you acting like you mean it.
Yeah, you know, I'm about that life shit. Hells yeah.
Hells yeah. And I'm happy to see you dress for Rajneep's retirement party.
Rajneep who the what? I ain't here for no party. I'm here on some business. I want my ends, my loot.
Rubbing his fingers.
My Skrilla.
She frowns.
I want my advance.
Alan, you know that I don't give advances.
Do I look like I give a shit?
She shrugs.
See, if I gave a shit, I'd look like this.
A ponderous pose.
But I don't, so I look like this.
A squinty-eyed sneer.
Now do it.
Alan, you're talking to me like I work for you.
Yeah, you know, now you smelling what I'm farting, you know?
Let me make something very clear, Alan. You could talk to everyone else that way, but not...
Hold on. That's
your boss. You hear me?
She shoves him back against her desk. He straightens up and fixes his coat, combing a hand through his hair.
Let me tell you something.
Taking her drink.
Linda.
He shoots it back, tossing the glass. He backs her to the sofa.
Nobody, but nobody, talks to me that way. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your ass over there and write me a check. Cause that ain't got bills to pay.
He presses against her.
You feel me?
She stares into his eyes.
I feel you.
Mm-hmm. Good. I feel you. Good.
She eases back up.
Yeah.
I feel you.
What? Okay, that's what we said.
She slinks to her knees.
I feel that.
I feel you.
Yeah.
She twirls around.
I feel you.
Okay.
I feel you.
She presses a remote, slamming the door shut.
Oh, man, that's some cool shit right there. You know, I think about getting one of those for the salon.
Linda slaps him.
Now it's time to consummate our partnership.
He frowns, then smiles. They kiss as she wraps her leg around him.
I think you just gave me a raise.
Mm-hmm.
He picks her up, lowering her to the floor. Now at night, Alan's car pulls into a gas station convenience store. It weaves around the dark, rain-soaked lot, parking beside a pickup truck. Then later, Alan steps out from the store with a shopping bag, grimacing as he looks at his text message.
Okay, all right, just stay in the car.
Thank you.
Y'all some big-ass white boys. Y'all truckers, huh? I like me some truckers.
Because you know why? They can handle the wide load.
Huh? You take those turns,
Yeah, I drop a big rig.
Let's skip all the small sides and get straight to the main course. Which one of you wants some calamari?
Alan wanders over.
I am the seafood lover.
There's a dumpster right back there. I'll close my eyes and pretend y'all the yin-yang twins. We gotta go.
What? Oh, my God, you coming over here looking all judgmental. You are not God or Obama. So what do you want?
I'm sorry, fellas. My sister's spoken for us.
Squeeze me. I am a grown-ass woman. If I want to sit on their face, I'm going to do that, okay? So what do you want?
Girl, come on.
Oh, my goodness. You make me sick, Alan.
They rejoin Russell.
Did you get my Count Chocula? No, but they did have...
Rich. Oh, ain't nobody care about no damn cereal.
God.
So did they have my Four Loko?
No.
Any fine liquors?
Four Loko is not fine liquor, Dawn.
You have a drinking problem.
Listen, guys, I just got a ping from the adoption registry in Mississippi. Baby Peter's in the hospital. He's in ICU. He only has a few days to live.
Then we must hurry to his side.
Listen, I promised Marie I'd be home. I'm having a baby soon.
He's our brother. This might be our only chance to meet him, Alan.
Facts. All right, fine. We'll drop Dawn, and then you and I will go see Baby Pete.
Okie dokie, Smokey.
Thumbs up.
Holla, 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 holla.
Wagging her finger.
I'm going with y'all, okay? He's my brother, too. And right now, he needs his family. Besides, if he rich, I want to be in that will. Russell, I'm riding shotgun.
You're a bully, Dawn.
So get up out the front seat. You smell like belly button. I don't want that smell woofing on me as we drive.
I don't stink. I just have a really aggressive sweat gland disorder.
His door slams the pickup.
Hey!
Okay.
Everybody in the car.
What the hell did you do to my truck?
Uh-oh. Holla, holla, holla. Who the hell are you yelling at? You better turn that anger down. Your face all red. You better turn it down to pink and then back down to white. I don't play that.
It's not really red. It was more of an orange tint. Listen, I'm sorry. It was an accident.
How about I accidentally kick your ass?
Oh, God. I know you didn't. You did not threaten my new brother like that. See, I don't know him, but I love him. I swear for God, you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Dawn,
you think you're so tough because you're tall? I ain't afraid of you. I'll kick you so hard in your balls that it'll replace your tonsils. And if you get tonsillitis, then they take out your tonsils. But guess what? They really taking out your balls. But they'll still give you ice cream. And y'all think this is just empty threats? You think this is an empty threat? Oh, that's it. Now I'm back. I got my Vaseline. Oh, I'm about to put that Vaseline all over my face. Because when you hit me, it's going to slide right off. Like, and I look at you like, now I'm mad. Oh, you ain't gone yet? I'm going to turn my back, count to three. If y'all ain't gone, that's when I'm going to go crazy. 1, 2, 3. They're not gone, though.
She turns back.
Oh, they still there. Oh, I see what it is. It's a full moon. You gonna bring the werewolf out in me. I see the moon. I'm like,
Alice browns with the truckers as they watch her.
Oh, I'm a werewolf, bitch. I'm sharpening my nails on the ground. I'm sharpening my nails on the ground. Yeah, I'm about to scratch your face and give you infections. Dawn, stop. I got this. Ain't nobody punking us. Listen, how about you just give me insurance information?
The trucker cold cocks him. Dawn blows the dust from her sharpened nails, charging at the trucker as she mauls his face.
Get him, Dawn! Get him!
She now pummels him with punches, pausing to kick his friend in the crotch before flooring him with an uppercut.
Don't you ever mess with my family!
The friend flees.
Oh, you think this is a game? Go deep, bitch!
She throws her boot, knocking him out.
Booyah! I did it! Allie?
Dawn and Russell crouch over him as he holds his nose.
Allie.
Oh. My God.
You think he's dead?
No. Dead people don't cry.
I think he broke my nose.
You should probably see a doctor about it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Alan flops his head back hard on the pavement. In the daytime, the gangster twin now sneaks up outside Alan and Marie's house in a balaclava, spying in through a window. Then tiptoes and twirls behind posts and pillars as he sneaks up to the back door and picks the lock with his switchblade.
Habla inglés.
A photo of Alan and Marie.
Sucking now. How'd a sucker like you get a fox like that? See, now I know you got money. Where the money am?
He sniffs the air, glancing into Alan's closet as he smiles. He hurries into the hall, peeling off his suit.
I'ma cut this conk off and I'ma take this sucker's identity and his bitch. I just need clippers and some vinegar.
Later, Marie returns home with shopping bags and heads straight to the bedroom, startling him as he turns to hug her. Now, a spitting image of Alan in khakis and a sweater.
Oh my gosh, Alan!
Hey, surprise!
I'm glad you're home. Hey,
good to see you. Hey, baby.
Hey, Alan. You never use tongue.
Well, you know, I'm trying to change it up, baby girl. Look at you. You look good.
Thank you.
You look about 6 months pregnant in the stomach and about 9 months pregnant back there.
Oh, we're going to be late for class. Wait.
He frowns hesitantly.
Is that the sweater my mom got you for your birthday? You hate that thing.
Girl, don't be trying to hate on my love. This is swag. All the real players wore a Coogie. Come on, Biggie, Snoop, and then that Cosby put it on and put a whole stank connotation on it. You know what I mean?
Why are you talking like that?
What am I talking like what?
Like a 1970s pimp.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my gosh, Alan, please tell me that gold cap's a temp.
And this right here?
Uh-huh.
That's the real thing. That's 8-karat gold plated. Yeah, a little bit of mercury up in there. Sometimes I suck it and make me a little dizzy.
Okay, well, we're going to be late. We
gotta go. Wait, where we going?
Breastfeeding class.
A class with breasts?
Yes, it's the last one before the baby comes, remember?
Oh, I'm going to get an A in this.
Come on.
I'm coming.
At a busy hospital, an ER doctor steps up to Alan, about to realign his nose.
Okay, hold tight. We're going to get you out of here. This might sting a bit.
Man, after what I've been through the past 72 hours, I can pretty much handle anything. Oh, I punched you in the throat.
Yeah, you're going to need surgery. Ideally before the nose resets. Go visit your brother. We'll grab you once the OR opens up.
Now, in a hospital room.
I had 3 open heart surgery before I was 11.
And I complained to mother about a toothache. All I had was a cavity.
7 feet of my intestines taken out by the time I was 21. I got both knees replaced. And I said to my doctor, I said, Doc, is this gonna affect my NBA career?
Alan peers in, shocked by his tiny, frail twin in the bed.
You're a trip, BP. You could have been a stand-up comedian if you wasn't gonna die in like 3 days. And you can stand up.
Girl, you're gonna make me die laughing with your big self. It's a cold world,
yes,
dog.
It is.
Alan! Hey. Hey, brother.
Hey,
BP. How you doing?
They hug.
Oh, come on, brother. Come here and give me some love. Oh, so good to meet you.
That's what's up, black love.
It's so sweet. My God. The resemblance is crazy. We look like twins. It's uncanny. Except for that busted ass nose.
Yeah.
Alan frowns disagreeably.
What do we look like?
Y'all look like twinsies. Like the upper arms, the chest.
Yeah, the hair, like the hair follicles.
Uh-huh. And even in the legs. Y'all got them chicken wing legs, the ones that look like this. This part of the chicken wing. Both y'all got the same little chicken wing.
Really? We all see it. Mm-hmm. The legs is same legs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I see it.
Let's not talk about the looks. Let's talk about what's important.
And that is, how do you feel, huh?
Not bad for a guy in his deathbed.
Pete scowls.
Damn, that ain't funny.
Completely inappropriate, Alan.
Just because he look like a little voodoo doll don't mean you get to make fun of him.
Sorry.
But you do give me the heebie-jeebies. Because my skin been crawling since I've been here.
Like a little dehydrated Smurf.
You know, they're threatening to amputate my right arm. Thank God I could throw it both.
Me too! No way!
Really?
That's yeah. Really?
Wow.
This is crazy!
Our genetics is strong. God. You know, I just want to thank you for coming from the bottom of my enlarged heart. I just knew one day a miracle was going to walk right through that door. I just want to thank God. God is good. Make one of the screamers' names say, go! Won't he do it?
I pray to him. And he makes my cereal cuppets runneth over.
A doctor strolls in.
Dr. Williams. Hey.
Hey, Alan. Wow. Nice to meet you. What a wonderful thing you're doing for baby Pete, Alan. You are a hero.
No big deal. I mean, it's a bit of a drive, but.
Still, not every day that a long-lost family member appears out of thin air to donate a kidney.
You said what? Now, Alan, it's just a simple procedure. You'll be out here in a few days.
A few days? As long as there are no complications. But hey, you get the honor of saving your brother's life, right? I just need you to sign this release.
Doc, I don't care about him. I don't know him straight. You lying, Alan?
So funny.
I don't know this little...
As the doctor heads back out, Pete pouts helplessly at Alan.
Why's it gotta be me? Why you gotta take my kidney? Why don't you take one of theirs?
Well, apparently I'm medically obese, so it counts me up.
And don't look at me, because I sniffed way too much laptop cleaner, and I popped a Molly yesterday.
I want some Molly.
It's Molly.
Okay.
Alan, I get it. You're scared. I was scared when I had my first colonic. He put a finger in my butt. I felt,
but
I just scared.
That's not...
Okay.
Baby Pete?
Mm-hmm.
I want to help you. Okay. You're my brother.
For another 3 days to a week.
When he die, I'm just gonna take his little dead body and put it on a keychain like a rabbit's foot. Look, guys, I'm about to become a dad. And if something happens to me, then my child will grow up without a father. And that already happened to me. And you.
He looks at them all.
So no, I'm sorry. I can't do it.
You, sir, are a monster.
That is not fair.
He's too young to die. Take part of me instead.
Just not my kidney.
He said, what? Moved on.
Oh, you ain't about nothing.
Russell shuffles out.
I can't believe I fought those two rednecks for you. You started that fight.
Ugh, you make me sick.
She is out.
Look, Alan, I'm high on the donors list.
the doctors have a 0.001 chance.
That's a chance.
Mr. Daniels.
Hey.
Noir just became available. We are ready to take care of that nose.
Okay.
Looks like it's settling sideways.
Wow.
I just need you to sign these release forms.
Here you go, Doc.
Aw, thanks, baby Pete. Nice guy.
Pete secretly swaps the release forms, handing the kidney release to Alan, who quickly signs it and hands it back to the doctor.
Baby Pete, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it, Alan. Everything happens for a reason.
Alan smiles, patting his shoulder.
Strong, huh?
Bye.
Alan heads off.
You'll always be with me.
At the prenatal class.
And let go of all that negative energy. Let go and create a cocoon of positivity
all
for
right.
your beautiful
all the
baby.
The sun, the moon, and the stars. Let's get to the titties, you know? That's what we're here for, right? Let's pull them suckers out.
Alan.
Is it out loud?
Yes.
My bad.
Now,
he takes out his phone.
Before you expose the nipple, we want to be careful. Hey! Hey!
Huh?
Excuse me. Absolutely no photos.
I just want one picture for the gram.
No. Do I have to ask you to leave?
He's got an end to you.
I ain't been feeling well all day.
Is that Hennessy?
That's cognac, but ain't Hennessy.
His breath. He gestures for the instructor to go on.
Now latching is everything.
I just want to volunteer if anybody needs help with latching.
That's it, sir. You have to leave.
He frowns, looking around.
Y'all a bunch of prudes in this class.
Marie now drags him out.
Oh, that good girl, this is Cool G.
Mm-mm.
This is the Cool...
Who the hell are you?
Baby, why are you tripping? I'm Alan.
You're Ethan. Or Jasper. You know, it doesn't matter.
You know what? I am Alan. It says right here on my ID. See? That's Alan.
With his do-rag.
Oh, hell no.
That's me.
Goodness.
Where you going? Where you going?
I'm calling the police.
You can't call the popo.
Yes, I can.
Who are you, Barbecue Becky?
I will be.
Are you Permanent Patty?
Try me.
Okay, let a brother explain.
She lowers her phone.
You got 5 seconds.
All right, okay, here's the thing. I'm Ethan.
That's what I thought.
I had got an email from Alan saying he wanted to find the family. And he sound real sentimental, like a little sad sex, so he sound vulnerable to me. So I was like, boom, let me get his identity. So I was gonna procure a small business loan, because Alan got good credit. Like, he got white credit. See, I see why you was with him, sister.
Wait, so you were gonna steal my husband's identity?
I'm gonna be real with you. I know I look rich with this old gold tooth in my mouth, and it says money, money, money.
She frowns dubiously.
But that's not the case, okay? I'm flat broke. Yeah, I lost my business a couple of months ago.
As what? A thief?
I am legitimate. I own a nail salon. I do acrylics, gels, silks. This place be magical.
Oh, really? Then what was it called?
This place be magical.
He makes magic hands.
And why should I believe you?
Look here. Did I hustle in the streets my whole life? Yes. Ain't nobody picked me up from the state home.
So you were never in a foster home?
No, ma'am.
He fidgets.
Oh, my God.
A consoling hand.
I'm so sorry.
I'm good. I'm not. Stop that. I'm good. You know, I'm happy I did, you know?
Because
okay. It made me who I am. And I got to tell you, nail art, bang. It was popping till the landlord want to break my lease without warning.
Oh, well, that's not legal. Any decent lawyer could tell you that.
Girl, I can't afford no damn lawyer. What's wrong with you?
She smiles.
What's your tenant ID?
Ethan does a double take.
Only one phone call.
He smiles boyishly.
She gonna make me blush and I'm black and it's gonna look weird.
Back at the hospital, Alan lies on an operation table in a gown and cap as an anesthesiologist steps up.
All right, Alan, you're all set.
Okay, tell the doc to make it pretty.
Sure.
An IV injection.
What's that?
It's to relax you. I think you're gonna want to be awake for this.
Okay, that's a good point.
He looks around groggily.
Oh, wow.
The surgical team arrives.
This is the stuff Lil Wayne have in his cup. Not the Williams.
That's me.
I thought the other doctor was... Didn't it? Another doctor's gonna be working on my fix. What's this thing?
He points.
Nose?
Yes.
Yes, we're doing that as well.
You got it.
I do. You may want to back off the dose a little bit.
Alan playfully taps their noses.
Okay, everything's in order. Let's get them marked up. So, we will go in through the navel, laparoscopically. Then, through the incision point, we will remove the kidney
and transplant it in baby Pete.
Alan's eyes shoot open. Then he bursts out from the operating room, knocking people over as he scrambles out of control down the hallway with his numb face. Meanwhile, Russell steps out from the vending room, unwittingly opening the door in Alan's face. As Alan collapses behind the door out of sight, Russell glances back, then shrugs, shuffling off with an armful of cereal boxes as the surgical staff come to retrieve Alan back at the house.
Ethan? Mm-hmm. Have you seen my necklace? The one with the diamond pendant?
He paints a forest mural in the nursery.
Oh, the one with the diamond pendant. Oh, you talking about this right here?
In his pocket.
I was just holding it for you. I was cleaning it, actually. You know, you need to invest in a safe. Less legitimate brother might have stole this from you, but you know, I ain't that type of dude. You know what I'm saying?
It's beautiful.
Oh. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing, you know? That's how I do, you know. I just like to paint. It's just something I do. That color right there, that's a tough one. That's nose candy white. And all the hoochies love that one. You know, behind black bitch, big booty brown, and ratchet raspberries. But I thought it was a little inappropriate to paint the baby's room black bitch. Now, I mean, unless of course it's a girl, then you know it may work.
Thank you.
I just want to take this time to thank you for what you've done. Cause you know, throughout my life, ain't nobody really ever done they all treat me like shit.
He fights back tears. Marie frowns endearingly.
What I'm trying to say, not many people really give a fuck about me. What's here? What I'm trying to say is that, you know, I had a hard, harsh life in India. You a good woman, you know. You're kind. You got most your hair.
Thank you.
Alan's a lucky man.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He's lucky because I had some devious plans. I'm just keeping it real. Uh-huh.
You know? Her belly.
It's kicking.
You want me to kick it back?
No. Okay. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, you know, I can teach him stuff. I know Wu Tang and
really?
Yeah, and Wong Chang and Chang Wong.
Ethan,
I can teach him to slap. Ain't nobody was a better slap box than me. I slapped the shit out of my boy.
He rubs her pregnant belly with her as they leave the room. Back at the hospital, Alan awakes in recovery, his nose braced and bandaged. A nurse checks his monitors.
Well.
Take it easy, Alan. You've been out of surgery for several hours. One less kidney, but your nose is back to normal.
He frowns.
One less.
He peels off a bandage, revealing a stitch incision on his belly.
Calm down. It's fine. Deep breath. No.
He gets up.
Sir, please, you need to take it easy.
Take it easy? The boy took my kidney. I need my kidney. I don't know what for, but I need it. Can you put it back?
No, that's ridiculous. Stay in bed.
Okay, where is he? Where's baby Pete?
On a flight to Havana.
He took my kidney to a communist country?
He took a MediJet this afternoon. He started a crowdfunding page for his post-op, raised $200,000. People really love that guy.
I hate that guy. I'm gonna kill him. Where's my keys? Where?
Well, your sister left you this.
She slips a note from her pocket, handing it to him as he unfolds it and reads it.
I owe you $10,000. And one car. You my boo thing for life, Dawn.
He crumples it up.
You don't spell four, F-O-U-R, you ignoramus. Didn't they teach you English in jail?
All right, you stay there and I'm gonna get the doctor.
Alan scrambles to get changed, then later heads out as he talks on the phone.
I'm gonna kill these people. Oh.
You gave him your kidney?
I didn't give it to him. He stole it.
Well, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
Only good thing is they fixed my broken nose.
Broken nose? What the hell is going on over there?
I don't know. I had all these dreams, Marie, about us being a family, and I finally have something to bring to the table.
But you know what I learned about family? They take your money, they take your car,
they take your kidney.
Look, I don't know exactly what's going on over there, but you need to get your shit together.
Baby, it's not me.
I wanted you to find your family, to help you fill that void. And up to this very moment, I have been supportive of you.
Yes, but
Marie, you don't understand. It's not me, it's these people, it's this family. They screw everything up.
No, Alan, it is you who is screwing everything up with the family you have right here.
I'm having your baby, and you need to bring your ass home, or don't bother coming home at all.
He grimaces, holding back.
That might be the hormones talking. I'm not really sure.
Marie, baby, you don't.
Now outside.
Yo! Uber! Hey!
He flags down a car.
Are you for Alan?
No, Elaine. Damn it.
Hey, Alan!
Russell.
Where do you think you're going? The doctor was pretty insistent that you stay here for at least a week.
He strolls over to him.
You know, Alan, I've been thinking. That's a pretty incredible thing you did for baby Pete. Who gives their kidney to somebody they just met? But then again, I did give you my second to last hard candy, so I guess we both sacrificed, huh? Heroes.
Alan shakes his head.
I'm going home. Seriously? I really would have wished I'd known that was the case. I just said goodbye to Dawn. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure she would have taken us back, though. Us?
Alan turns back angrily.
Did you just say us? Yeah, Alan. I'm not going to abandon you after you had a major surgery. Russell, there is no us. This trip is over. I'm going home.
He heads off again.
Alone. Wait, so you're just going to leave without me? We're brothers.
You're going to make me say it, huh?
Don't hit me.
I never want to see you again. I don't want to be in a car with you or any enclosed space with you or that supposed family for the rest of my...
Holding his wound.
Now short in life. Let's just go back to pretending that neither of us even exist.
Russell pouts sadly.
Is that clear enough for you, Russell?
Alan.
Finally!
Masked kidnappers.
Oh, I don't know him! Oh, I don't know him.
They punch Alan in the gut, putting sacks over their heads as they load them into a dark-tinted van and speed away. Later, they remove the sacks as Alan and Russell look around, both tied to chairs as flames crackle in a fireplace.
Hey, this is Maya. Who the hell would bring us here?
I understand. You're looking.
A man sits on the sofa behind them, his face concealed.
What the hell are you doing? Playing dead. This way he sees you're alive. He'll kill you first, buying me time to plot my escape.
The man steps up, another Alan lookalike, dressed all in black with red hair.
And now you will regret that you found me.
Jasper?
In the flesh.
Jasper directs his henchmen.
Revive him.
He tasers Russell.
It made my nipples dance. Thought I was a goner. Thank you, kind sir, for saving my life. I'm forever indebted.
Enough of the buffoonery!
You know, despite the obvious, we look exactly alike.
You and I? Hardly.
He looks at Russell.
Us? Negative. You two, however, it's uncanny.
Twinsies.
I find it ironic that I am the black sheep of the family.
He smiles as Alan and Russell frown unsurely.
Laugh!
I didn't get it.
Damn, Russell.
You get it? Because you're really light-skinned and yellow, like jaundiced chicken or something.
Jasper shoots him a deathly stare, then starts pacing.
You know, growing up, I never quite fit in.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
A black kid, light-skinned, red hair. I was called all kind of terrible, derogatory names. Strawberry shortcake. Butterscotch kid. Little orphan Annie. I have to admit, it was a hard knock life. They call me Ninja. You know what a ninja is? It's an N-word and a ginger mixed.
It's good. It's good.
You throw two derogatory terms together and you make me a ninja?
Alan sympathizes.
But despite the odds, I found my place. You see, gentlemen, I collect sensitive information for high net worth individuals and the government. And I've run the occasional offshore black sites, but that was merely for my entertainment.
So you're a spy?
Officially, I don't exist. Cool. Yet, your wife called the Pentagon about me 7 times.
She's just persistent.
And that raises red flags, Alan. I don't like red flags.
But I have to agree with Jasper on that one. Red flags are not good.
You shut the fuck up.
You should have.
Jasper slowly leans close, whispering into Alan's ear.
Why are you trying?
He adjusts his glasses.
To find me!
I just want to meet my family, so I tracked down our birth mother, but she was dead. That's the truth.
Lies!
His really juicy mouth, right?
I can teach you the hard way.
Wait, what's that? What's that box?
Liar, liar.
I'm not lying. Oh, I swear.
What's that? What's that?
Pants on fire.
An electrical clamp.
I'm gonna attach that to my balls. Wait. Okay, listen, I'm not lying. I'm having a baby.
You won't have no baby no more.
And Russell, well, he got so much TV left to watch.
I do.
I don't think he's seen anything after 1984.
Jasper frowns, smiling at Russell.
Television.
Oh. Russell nods, smiling back.
So, what's your favorite show?
Ooh, The Rockford Files.
Oh, Rockford Files. Mm-hmm. Well, here's a fun fact. I am the largest collector of Rockford memorabilia this side of the Western Hemisphere.
Impressive.
In fact, I own the original picture car.
Braggart.
You know, Russell owns the only existing copy of the operating manual for that car. Don't you, Russell? Mm-hmm.
Jasper perks up.
Does he?
Some stupid rich guy keeps trying to get it from me, and I tell him, no, idiot.
Jasper scowls.
You're the one.
But it's you.
Uh-oh. I've been looking for that. I'm gonna fry your balls.
Listen, I can vocalize the theme song to Rockford Files with near perfect pitch.
Who cares?
Jasper starts bobbing his head to the beat.
Take it away, Alan.
Jasper now joins in with them, air drumming, then plays a fake harmonica as he dances.
Take it away, Jasper.
Now happily twirls and shuffles to their harmonizing. He attempts the splits, making it halfway.
Let him go! Untie him!
He keeps dancing as his henchmen cut them loose.
And to think, I was gonna kill you! But you still haven't told me the truth!
He points his gun.
What are you doing? This is crazy!
Crazy is being raised in a state home by government psychiatrists that lie about who you are.
Okay, that's crazy.
Never feeling the embrace of your mother. Not one freaking hug, Ellen. Not one.
Well, as the only one here who has received the embrace of his mother, I'll tell you, hugs are overrated and a breeding ground for diseases.
Shut the hell up.
Besides, mom smells weird, like mothballs and used floss string.
Now it's time to say your goodbyes.
Jasper, please. Bye, Alan. Please.
The lights suddenly go on.
What in the highest heavens is going on?
They look over.
Russell, I know this ain't no party, because you ain't got no damn friends.
Oh, mother, what do you do at home?
There was an E. coli outbreak on the cruise ship, so they let us off in Ensenada. Now somebody needed to stop talking before I get my belt. Or worse, my shotgun.
Alan, as an old woman.
I thought you was dead. That's news to me.
He gawks at her, smiling sweetly.
I'm Alan. I'm your son. My little Alan? Oh, my God, my baby. Look at you. You all grown up. So tall and handsome. Look just like your brother.
Alan frowns in disgust.
I told you, twinsies.
Same hairline and everything. Oh, it's uncanny. Oh, so good to see you. Come here. Oh!
A smothering hug.
Feel so good. Have you in my arms, baby. Oh, Lord.
Hey, Alan, you smell it? You smell the mothballs and the dentures?
Just breathe them bosoms in. Yes.
Okay, that's enough, Mother.
She lets go of him.
Let's get carried away.
Who stepped on a cat?
Oh! Oh! Oh, Jasper.
He whimpers as she looks at him.
Oh, my Lord, Jasper? I recognize that face anywhere.
You do, Mother.
Oh, you got all the Irish in you, boy.
134th.
Look at you with all them beautiful pink undertones with your honey almond complexion. Look at my little red bone. Now put that goddamn gun down before I spank the pink out your
ass. Sorry, Mother. I'm so sorry. I'm
so
sorry.
You think you are?
I've been a bad boy.
Yes, you have.
I think I need a whooping. You could just spank me all over my little red tushy.
Alan frowns uncomfortably.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Mother.
It's not your fault, honey. Oh. It's not your fault.
Oh, Mother, your big man hands.
Mama should have known something like this was going to happen.
She caresses his cheek.
Y'all were just babies when I dropped you off like a whole pack of dirty clothes. I was young. A single mom with six babies. No husband. No family. Had no one.
Such a stereotype.
It's okay. Because now all y'all have each other. Thanks to you, Alan.
He smiles, looking at Russell.
So why would you tell me she was dead?
All right, Alan, listen. When you said you were my brother, I panicked. I thought you was trying to take Mother from me.
Oh, baby. So why would you come along?
Well, when I found out there was more of you, well, us, I had to see for myself. And, well, since we hit the road together, I've done things I've only seen on television.
He bows his head, inching closer.
Alan, these past few days, the greatest of my life. And I know I'm not the family that you wanted.
But you're the family I got.
Well, this reminds me of all those classic sitcom finales. Make you feel warm and tingly inside.
Bros.
Bros.
They smile, pumping fists.
Look at my babe. I'm so glad y'all made up, because I was about to make y'all kiss in the mouth. That's how we do.
I want a kiss in the mouth.
Well, Mom, I guess if I'm having first kiss, why not it be Alan?
No.
I was thought it was going to be with Tootie from Facts of Life. I never thought my first kiss would be with my brother. Ready?
His phone.
Marie, you're not going to believe this, but I was on my way home and I got kidnapped. Crazy, right?
My water broke.
You what?
My water broke.
Wait, you got to get to the hospital.
I got your long t-shirt that says...
Ethan.
Mom here, don't care. All I need is some weed because I'm a little stressed.
Alan! Get back here! Do you hear me? I'm having the baby! Get back here!
Okay.
He hangs up, looking back at the others.
It's Marie. She's in labor. The baby's coming.
Oh, wow!
Oh, God, good. I'm gonna be a grandma.
I'm gonna be Uncle. Uncle Russell. Terrible name.
Hey, Alan. Take my car.
He tosses him his keys.
Thanks, bro. I'll stay with Mother. Maybe get that hug.
Oh, that's so sweet of you, baby.
If you scratch it, I'll kill you.
Alan frowns fretfully.
I was just joshing. No, I'm not.
Come on, Alan. Let's ride.
Let's go, Russell. Come on.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom. Make sure you change your underwear. You know you got that high wipe.
They hurry out and down the steps, stopping as they lay eyes on the car.
Oh, shit. A gold 1976 Pontiac Firebird Esprit. The same one driven in... The Rock from Files.
They look at each other, sharing a smile.
Come on, Russell, let's go.
No, Alan.
Russell's eyes narrow.
I'll drive.
Alan smiles, dangling the keys as Russell takes them. He scampers to the car.
Good drive!
He hops back up.
I'm okay. What are you doing?
I always wanted to do that.
You're on the wrong side.
He scampers back around as they both get in.
Buckle up, because we're about to take off.
The car fishtails away, swerving over the curb as it knocks over a garbage can.
Sorry, Miss Gallagher!
Russell fishtails back onto the street.
Keep it between the lines, Russell!
Yeah, well, there's only so much you can learn from a manual, Alan.
They now speed off down the road and over the Trestle River Bridge, heading out of town. Then later, they merge onto the main interstate, passing a highway sign that reads Atlanta 15 miles. As Russell weaves between the lanes to pass the cars, he encounters two cars driving side by side and able to pass.
Roll round!
He veers into the oncoming lane, passing a police car going the other way.
Here comes the fuzz. Let's go! Go, go, go!
They both glance back as the police car does a donut in the middle of the highway, chasing after them.
Don't worry, Alan. They'll never take us alive.
That's the idea. Let's go!
Well, they won't take you alive, but I'm gonna surrender. Sorry.
Alan suddenly looks over with a disturbed frown as Russell grabs the wheel tighter, weaving past car after car as the police follow close behind.
Hold on, Alan!
He veers right across the highway, turning up an on-ramp.
Watch out, coming through!
He swerves from oncoming cars as Alan cowers in his seat.
Alan, all these cars going the wrong way!
No, you're going the wrong way!
He now veers onto a parkway, going with traffic again.
This is like Dukes of Hazzard without the racist car.
As the police stay on their tail, Russell makes a U-turn, fishtailing onto an adjoining parkway.
All right, Alan. Hospital's coming up.
Okay.
I'm gonna slow down a little, and I need you to tuck and roll.
What? You want me to jump out of a moving car?
It worked for Jim Rockford every time.
I ain't Rockford.
They turn into the wraparound driveway outside emergency.
Now do it. Go.
Alan opens his door and dives out of the moving car, tumbling to the entrance.
It worked.
He winces, clinching his surgical wound as the police roadblock Russell in the driveway.
Not today, Fuzz.
He shifts into reverse as Alan jumps out of the way, watching as Russell spins around backwards, then drives off the other way.
No, the J-turn! I did a J-turn!
Alan cheers and pumps his arm, wincing in pain again as he watches Russell speed away.
Eat my dust, copper!
One of the police cars now turns back to the entrance as Alan bolts inside, stopping a nurse in the hallway.
Looking for my wife, Marie Daniels?
Yeah, she points.
Okay, thank you.
He hurries into the delivery room.
Good angle.
Alan! Glad you could join us.
Alan!
The baby's a little early, but it looks good. Your brother's been a big help.
Alan sees him.
Ethan? What's up, bro?
Ethan smiles, lowering his shades.
Wow, the resemblance is uncanny. Man, we look just alike. I mean, somebody just sucked all the cool out of me. And I was a law-abiding citizen. And I didn't kick puppies or try to drown goldfish.
Hey, I'm having a baby here if you could.
Alan hurries over to her.
Code red.
Okay, not to make it weird, but I'm gonna need you to speed things up. I may be spending the first year of the baby's life in prison. No biggie.
Ethan spies into the hall.
Damn, it's the popo. Show.
He steps back in.
Why's the popo after you? Speeding, reckless driving, possible vehicular assault. We was in a high-speed chase.
Oh, respects, my G.
What?
It's okay, we got away. Well, almost.
Ethan glances back at the door.
You know what, look here. You gotta be here for Marie and that baby. I'm gonna need your pants.
My pants?
They now wear each other's clothes.
So good, you're doing great.
Hey, Ethan, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate this.
Hey, man, ain't no thing but chicken wing. We family, right? Hey, about that partnership at work, you welcome. You feel me?
Alan grimaces.
Oh, gross.
He turns back to Marie as Ethan steps out.
Hey, Pons! John! Come get your boy!
The cops tackle him.
Okay, hey. Okay, I'm here. Listen. I just want to say I'm so sorry. Okay, I got so caught up meeting my new family, I forgot to appreciate the one I have right here at home. I would never do it again, I promise.
I'm pretty sure when the drugs wear off, I'm gonna be so mad at you, and I'm gonna wanna bang you in the face. But I'm just so happy to have you here.
All right, Marie, I can see the head. Just give me one more push.
Okay.
Marie, come on, Marie. One, two, three.
He breathes with her as she pushes. Words appear. 3 months later, then a backyard party at Alan and Marie's house where a banner reads, "Congratulations, it's a girl. Don't ask if we're having another because we don't know yet."
Hey, Douglas.
Sounds like you're having a TV.
Babies, be careful. Now, you know there's avocado on that 9 month lid. I knew it.
They spit it out as Jasper gargles with his champagne.
What the hell?
Gross.
Why the hell is there 9 layers in a dip? Everybody know, dip only supposed to have 7 layers.
True.
After that, you just repeat.
It's worse than being waterboarded.
That's white people dip. Now, Ethan, hush your mouth.
You know these Negroes are bougie. And Russell, you be careful, it makes you colicky.
Okay, Mom.
Alice smiles over at them, then turns to Marie and her family.
Welcome to Wakanda.
Baby, I think I should do something about the dip. Who doesn't like avocado?
Oh, that's a family trait.
That's right, baby. I'll help you, Mom.
Alan takes the baby, observing his new family with Marie's dad.
Looks like I brought a little bit more to the table than you thought, huh?
Yeah, well, a couple of them look like they should be in jail.
Yes, let's do this.
Should be. A couple of them have been. But you know what? That's my family. And I'm gonna teach this little girl to love her family unconditionally.
As he smiles at his baby in his arms, Don now saunters over.
Bro, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you did for this family. You're gonna be an amazing daddy, even though our father wasn't shit.
Oh, thanks, Don. That was almost emotional.
Now, as for you, Uncle Ben, let me tell you something. I don't care what kind of judge you are. Judge Judy, Judge Reinhold, Ashley Judge, it don't make no difference to me. Don't be throwing shade at my brother, okay? Because I don't mind going to jail. I like jail.
Easy there, easy now.
She lunges, making Marie's dad flinch.
For life, bro.
She fist bumps Alan.
For life.
Life, sis.
That's how we do. I'm watching.
She stares at Marie's dad, backing away.
I think she just threatened me, Ellen.
Well, that would sound more like a promise. Can we tell her back off?
Well, be so kind, I mean.
You asking me for a favor?
What?
No, does it sound like a favor?
Oh, no, just a gesture, a kind gesture
well,
on your
you're
part.
You're asking me for a favor. I'd like to hear it.
Alan leans closer.
Dawn!
As a favor to me, would you ask her to back off, Alan?
I got you.
Hey, Alan! Quick, come here! Baby Pete wants to say hi to his niece. And you can say hi to your kidney. Come on, bring that little nappy head baby on over here. Oh, leave that baby alone.
All right, I'm coming, I'm coming.
Alan joins them, leaving Marie's dad begging for the baby.
Hi, BP!
Hey, BP.
Oh, man. She got my face.
Yeah, and your height.
On a video call.
Salud.
He lounges on a tropical beach.
Are you drinking with my kidney?
Talking over it, Alan. You ain't getting it back.
I'm gonna take it back.
Oh, you got to find me first.
Jasper consults his watch.
I know exactly where he's at. His coordinates right here. In fact, I have a drone in the area. Want me to send in a strike? I will. I can do it.
Hey, Mom.
She rejoins them.
Oh, my Lord. Is that my baby Pete?
Hey, Mama.
Get all my babies together at the same time. Oh, Lord, heard my prayer. I went to church Sunday through Wednesday for this moment.
Almost fainting.
Mama's good now. Mama's good. I'm just overwhelmed with emotion. If she dies, I get the jewelry. She's just feeling the spirit of the Lord. I'm getting emotional here.
Doug.
Family photo time, y'all. If it's not on the gram, it's a scam.
Come on, babies. Come on.
Ethan flicks Russell.
Hello.
Thank you.
You hit me poor. It's not nice. Tell the mother. Mother, Ethan hit me. I hate having brothers and sisters. I want to be only child again.
Bring it on in, fam. Bring it on in. Russell, pay attention. I want to see everybody in there. Miss Lynette, bring it in.
This might be a school picture episode. A's enough where young Nicholas Bradford.
Shut up, Russell.
They gather at a bench.
Oh, you shut up. Not you, Mom.
Okay, on three. 2, 1, family.
Welcome to my house. The image freezes, showing both families posing together, including baby Pete, via video chat in Russell's hands. Then the screen goes black as credits appear. Directed by Michael Tides, screenplay by Mike Gawk, Rick Alvarez, and Marlon Wayans. Story by Mike Gawk. Produced by Marlon Wayans, PGA, Rick Alvarez, PGA, and Nathan Riemann, PGA. Executive producer, Tracy Landon. Co-executive producer, Michael Tides. Director of photography, Don Burgess, ASC. Production designer, Imano DeFebo Orsini. Editor, Lawrence Jordan, ACE. Costume designer, Carol Ramsey. Music supervisor, Trig Tovin. Music by John Debney. Casting by Marie Verneau, CSA. And Raylan Sabo, CSA. Marlon Wayans, Risha Webb, Michael Ian Black, Debbie Morgan, with Molly Shannon and Glenn Turman. A Baby Way production, Sex Coupless. Unit production managers, Tracy Landon and Georgina Marquis. First Assistant Director, Jonathan McGarry. Second Assistant Director, Paul Schmitz. Visual Effects Supervisor, Brian Jones. Visual Effects Producer, Corey Cachon. Cast, Marlon Wayans as Alan, Russell, Don, Jasper, Ethan, Baby Pete, and Lynette. Risha Webb as Marie. Michael Ian Black as Doug. Glenn Turman as Leland. Debbie Morgan as Janet. Molly Shannon as Linda. Grace Janot as Dr. Greenberg. Robert Wade Plago as Dr. Theodore Williams. Kiana Dissi as Female Guard Number 1. Juwandis Candice as Female Guard Number 2. Stacey Lean Harris as Jamie. Elliot Dixon as Uber Driver. Lauren Boyd as Nurse. Casey Hendershot as Trucker Number 1. Scott Hunter as Trucker Number 2. Kelly Tides as Anesthesiologist. Jason Graham as Dr. Ellis. Suella Elatar as Earthy Woman. Landra Phillips as Female Prisoner. Greg Wayans as Alan Double. Spiral Jackson as Russell Double. Dana Abercrombie as Dawn Double. Nathan Rush as Jasper Double. Theo Hayden as Lynette Double. Netflix US LLC.
red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.